Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for January the 10th, 2026. At this time of year, all the time, I get questions, emails from both the attendees of my group and also from the general public. And everybody thinks that they're capable of, you know, making some changes in their life. And those who don't tell you the facts of life and the facts of yourself will tell you, yes, it's possible you can change. Little habits, you know, we can change here and there. You know, don't eat the mashed potatoes, or, you know, govern your money a little better than you used to, whatever. But it never lasts long. And the reason it doesn't is what Robert Sapolsky talked about in his book, Determined. We have no free will. And while this concept is not popular among most people, it nevertheless, it is the fact of our biology because we live by it. So I'm always getting at this time of year comments, questions, and this year it started early, back in November, and even in October I got some questions about it. And so here is one from Carol. She says, how do I not have the same kind of year I had last year? Well, I don't know what there is an assumption I am making, and I want you to forgive me, Carol, for all of this, but I am assuming that you are talking about your circumstances and conditions of your life. Probably in family finance and having fun, the four F's. And when we live like that, when we are frivolous about our life because we don't really understand the nature of our life and how it works, things get out of control, as it were. And that's the way people think of it, as being out of control. But the truth of the matter is that we create our own consequences. So to answer your question, I'm going to say this. Don't accumulate. Don't try to accumulate happiness. Don't try to accumulate wealth. Don't try to accumulate people liking you. Don't try to accumulate anything. Don't accumulate. If you do that, which is another word for desire, if you do live for your desires, your ambition, your pride, whatever, you're going to find yourself in contempt with your own circumstances. And that contempt will be that you don't seem to understand that there is circumstances that are based in the consequences of our spiritual indifference. And what Robert Sapolsky is saying in his book, Determined, if you would read it, you would see, while it is not the chocolate flavor we like, it is the fact of the human body, its chemistry, and what it does, and that it cannot really change no matter what we do until we transcend. We must transcend. And to do that means to rise above or to go into a different manner of life, a different manner of spirit, to go beyond the precepts and the concepts of right and wrong, good and bad, what we want, what we don't want, happy and unhappy, to live without trying to accumulate what it is within us that we think will make us happy, will change our life or make it special. As long as we live in that kind of dynamic, trying to accumulate happiness through objects, people, and things, we're going to find ourselves in the melee of tremendous misunderstanding of life. It's going to be hell. So if you can understand that, which most people cannot, Western minds cannot get that, because we are formulated and geared in the idea that we should be happy, and that the successful person is a happy person, someone who does something significantly happy to change their mood, to accentuate emotionality. As long as you are a victim of your own emotionality, you're never, ever going to find any kind of change in this world or in yourself. Now, I know that isn't a happy thought, and you probably didn't want to hear that. I get it. But these are the facts of life. We must grow up and mature past the ideas and the ideals of our assumptive beliefs about, oh, you can do anything, the kind of Tony Robbins thing that people like. And they don't change. People don't change. Listen to what Lhotse said about this in the Tao. If your actions are in accord with the way, you will be the way. Nurture the way within yourself and virtue will follow. You have to follow a higher path, not the path of your biology, of your genetic disposition, your gender, your ethnic background. You have to go beyond all of that. You have to see yourself not as a person, but as a being, as a living being. And if you can look at yourself from that point of view as a spiritual being, then all sorts of different beauties can enter into your life. If our actions are in accord with the way, what is the way? Well, we've had many a master come into this world and help us. And every one of them agreed on one thing. Desire, ambition, and pride are killers. So if you're an accumulator, a person who wants to accumulate thoughts and beliefs and attitudes that maybe in your mind denote happiness, then you're going to miss the meaning of your life. And we don't understand the means of our life. We just don't understand it. What is the means of your life? What is it that you do every day that is the means of the day? What is that? How do you go about living your day? Well, again, most people don't give that much thought. And because of that, they just kind of live off the cuff in folderol, in fear, in anger, in vengeance and pride. These are the things that are not of the way. So if you really want to change the manner of your life and the manner of the way within you, you're going to have to not accumulate those things that give you pride, that give you some sense of vanity, that give you some ideal of right and wrong, good and bad that is predicated by trying to achieve happiness. When you give up trying to be happy, you will find yourself in contentment. You will find yourself in the presence of an energy that is greater than your beliefs, your attitudes, your human understanding. It will be in these things that you will find the rise of your authentic heart, not your human heart. Your human heart will break itself. Your human heart will bring about great tragedies. Your human heart will bring about great disappointment. Your human heart will be the pain of your life. But if you can go beyond that human heart and into the manner of the way that lives within you, what to want, as the Buddha said, nothing with all of your heart. If you can meditate on that, if you can allow that to be the ebb and the flow of your life, then something of the other shore can reach you, Carol, and you're going to find insight, compassion, and love. You're going to find all the elements of goodness and virtue in your life, and that will be more than worth it. Believe me, it will. I hope that helps you. I really do. And I hope you have a beautiful and, what shall we say, an insightful new year. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Thank you all for listening. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.